Live from the KOAL newsroom in Price, Utah, it's Drive Time Sports on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Take that for data.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We are on the eve of opening day for Major League Baseball. It's crazy how fast the time goes by. Seems like just yesterday we were talking to our good friend Steve Bordstein about pitchers and catchers reporting in 60 days. Now we're gearing up for the first pitch of the 2018 season tomorrow. In fact, we have Steve Bordstein joining us once again to talk baseball. He joined us last week. We went into an in-depth conversation of the National League. Now we'll flip it, talk a little AL and some National League, of course, today as well. Steve, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Pleasure to be with you. We are just a few hours away from Cubs versus Marlins to kick off the season.
It's crazy how fast the time has gone by. I'm definitely not going to complain. I'll tell you, this is one of the most anticipated Major League Baseball seasons I have personally had in quite some time, with the way 2017-2018 season came to a close. But you and I have talked about that numerous amounts of times. We don't need to rehash that. Last week we talked National League, and we talked a lot of it, so I want to talk about the AL, and right off the bat I'm going to ask this question. The Astros are by far the favorites to win the American League, right? I mean, even though the Yankees were sexy during the offseason, Brian Cashman went out, grabbed Stanton, they've built a different way over the last 3 or 4 years, still, it goes through Houston, right?
Don't know about that.
Really?
I mean, they're the same team, so if you just go by that, yes. I'm not throwing out the Cleveland Indians. I'm just not. I mean, they had 102 wins last year. Think about that for a second. I know that for the Astros, they're the sexy pick. They brought back everybody. They're good. That rotation in Cleveland, though, is so good. And, I mean, unless the offense there just absolutely doesn't do anything. You look at Bradley Zimmer. You look at Michael Brantley, Jason Kipnis. Those are good players over there, and I don't think they make the same mistakes that they made against the New York Yankees in the postseason. So I think the Cleveland Indians are still going to be a factor there. Obviously, you look at the Yankees, you look at the Astros. Look, that rotation is solid. If Correa stays healthy, you know, remember he missed 6 weeks due to a thumb injury last year. If they stay healthy, they're the team to beat. But I'm not throwing out the Cleveland Indians just yet.
I think it's simple with Cleveland. They had so many players that I don't want to say played above their level, but let's be honest. I mean, Ramirez was fantastic. Jose Ramirez was unbelievable last season. And then you take a look at someone like Edwin Encarnacion. The problem I have with Cleveland is the rotation is so good, but what caught up with Cleveland last year was the injuries.
Right.
When Kluber pitched through a back issue, he was ineffective, and the Yankees took control in the ALDS. Also, this was a big topic. I talked about this a lot last year, and I really don't want to hold anything against the Indians, but when they played amazing baseball, what did they win? 23 in a row, 22 in a row? I can't even remember. How many games in a row did they win?
23
in a row. They were beating, and I know you still have to win the games, but Steve, they only beat like three teams that were a playoff squad. So I think the record last year for Cleveland, and I know you got to win the games, but at the same time, to me it was a little bit bloated, if that makes sense.
No, it does, and I think you see that in all sports. I think people make too big a deal out of win streaks in the middle part of the season. I need you to play well in October. You need to go into the postseason playing well, but you don't need to do it. You don't need to win 30 games in a row or whatever. A win streak in any sport, NBA with the Houston Rockets, their big 20-game win streak, whatever it was, that's great. Do it in May. You know, let me know how you're doing in May. Same thing with Major League Baseball. A 23-game win streak in July is great, but if you're gonna crap out in the playoffs, doesn't do you any good.
Let's talk about the Yankees here for a moment, because as far as getting back into contention, I think the Yankees played above their level last year. I remember having a conversation with you. I think you and I both thought the Yankees were dead in the water right after the trade deadline. I mean, they made the move for Gray. I didn't know if it was going to work out for the Yankees or not. There were the problems with Severino and everything that the Yankees were going through. Yet this offseason, it's paying dividends that they built up that farm system. They were able to make a couple of offseason moves that were mind-numbing. Still, I have the Yankees probably second or third in the American League, as crazy as that sounds. But they still have a superstar-led 40-man roster.
They do, and, you know, but they have, and them and the Red Sox are similar in one regard, and that's a new manager.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, we saw with the Dodgers, it took Dave Roberts a year to kind of get used to the personalities. Now, Aaron Boone has a little bit of an advantage in that he knows these players from his time in the broadcast booth. But as we've seen in other sports, people who go from the broadcast booth to a front office position, that doesn't always work out. And I'm concerned about the Yankees. Look, they're going to hit a ton of home runs. They are. They're going to strike out a ton. They just are, by the very nature of the fact that they're a bunch of home run hitters. So then you're now relying on your bullpen. You're relying on your starting pitching. That's an issue for me because the Yankees have none of that. CC Sabathia, and that's about it. The rest of that rotation is average at best. I look at the Red Sox. I think the Red Sox win that division again. Any team can be torpedoed by injuries. That's easy. But if Hanley Ramirez, who, you know, was one of the worst players in the majors last year as far as, you know, the stupid analytics, whatever. I'm looking at David Price. If David Price and Chris Sale go out 1-2, they're going to win that division, and I think they're going to win it comfortably. Because, again, the Yankees are such a make-and-break team that I think the Red Sox will run away with that division at the end.
I would agree with you in the sense that if you have a healthy David Price and a healthy Chris Sale, it is the most... To me, it's the most devastating 1-2 punch in the bigs right now.
Agreed. And the question will be with Chris Sale. He's already, we know he's got injury issues. Same with David Price. He gets in his head. If those two stay healthy, that's the best 1-2 combination in the American League.
I agree with you 100%. One of the teams I want to get your opinion on, the Anaheim Angels. Now, to me, this is the best defensive team in baseball. I don't think there's any debate about that. Everyone was talking about Shohei Ohtani, and is this kid going to be the real deal, and what he can actually contribute from the DH spot. That move alone overshadowed what was a very, very productive offseason for the Angels, and I think they've catapulted into a serious playoff contention. They're not going to win the division, but this is definitely a wild card team that you have to pay attention to.
Well, I mean, you got Simmons, Cozart, Kinsler, Maldonado, best defensive team, you said it, in the majors. If Mike Trout has the numbers that we know he can have, you know, they're a major player. But the guy, obviously, is going to be Ohtani. What kind of season does he have? I don't think you can count on him to be a 25-start guy. I don't think that's how this is going to go. I think he's a better hitter. I think he'll prove to be a better hitter. He'll be okay as a pitcher. And I think the Angels know that secretly, like behind the scenes. I think they're counting on him to be a bigger player, you know, on the field offensively than as a regular everyday pitcher. I don't think that's going to be the case. But this goes back to injuries and everything else. That defense right there is incredible. So again, you're counting on Mike Trout. He had injuries, obviously. If Ohtani's the real deal, and the six man rotation that they have, which again, that's another thing too, is they're going to put a six man rotation out there. So now you sort of slow down the amount of starts that a pitcher's going to have. That could help them down the road if they can stay away from the injury bug. But again, defensively, they're very good. They're going to give the Astros a run. Again, I don't think they'll win that division, but I think they'll make a run.
Well, the six-man rotation, I have to believe it's going to be down to five relatively soon because Garrett Richards has pitched. He's played in six games two consecutive years. And the reason why, and the reason I'm going to use this as a track record, because if you go back to 2012, he played in 30 games. Then he played in 47 games. Then he played in 26 games. Then he started 32 games. Since he started 32 games back in 2015, he pitched six games in 2016, six games in 2017. That six-man rotation to me will be down to a five-man rotation, I think, relatively soon.
Could very well be. That could be their downfall.
Absolutely. Definitely. Again, we're being joined right now by Steve Bortstein, the host of First Sports on Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico. We'll talk about that show in just a moment. Steve, as far as opening weekend goes, I know you're like me. The most anticipated game is definitely the Dodgers and the Giants tomorrow night. But is there a particular series that you were most interested by going into opening weekend? One that stands out to you, aside from the Dodgers and Giants?
Yeah, no, there is one. And you and I were talking about this off the air. The Milwaukee Brewers-San Diego Padres here. San Diego's going to be sneaky good under the radar this year. I don't think they're going to win the division, but they're sneaky good. And this Milwaukee Brewers team, watch this, because I don't think Cubs fans are ready for a season-long battle. Cubs fans are kind of, especially the last couple of years now, they've been living high on the hog. Like, no one's challenging them in that division. They're going to go on to the National League Championship Series. Be careful, because this Milwaukee Brewers team is loaded, and this is going to be a very interesting opening series here. I love Chase Anderson for the Brewers. San Diego's biggest problem is going to be, again, the depth of their pitching staff. That's going to be an issue for every team. We know that going in. But I like what this Brewers team is doing, so I'll be curious to see who gets the first kind of jump on that series a little bit. It's in San Diego, so you got to favor them a little bit in that regard. But this is going to be a fun series to watch, and I think you'll get a good indication of which direction both those teams are going from the get-go.
In this series, pay attention to the outfield, because both have a four-man outfield, okay? If you look at San Diego, I love Manuel Margot. This kid is going to be a very good player, I think, for many years. Plus, you have Will Myers, you have Jose Perea, you also have Hunter Renfroe, who is looking to become an everyday player. On the flip side of that, Milwaukee, they have Christian Yelich, they have Lorenzo Cain, they have Domingo Santana, and of course, they have Ryan Braun. I love the outfield in this series, so I'm glad you bring this one up.
And if I can give you one other, the Cardinals-Mets series. And I know that there's probably people out there going, wow, you're just talking about the National League again and all these great series. I'm a National League guy. I'm sorry. I know there's another league out there, but they use DHs and they play a different brand of baseball, so I don't care about them. So the Carlos Martinez-Noah Syndergaard matchup in this Mets-Cardinals series. The Mets are going to be very competitive. I don't know if they're going to be good enough to beat the Washington Nationals in the National League East, but that rotation, Syndergaard, DeGrom, that's a good, healthy rotation right there. They've got power. Cespedes is going to contribute a lot to this team. They're going to be a fun team to watch this year as well.
All right, Steve, we got to go ahead and give our predictions that are sure to go wrong. I know it's only March, but I'll go ahead and throw out my prediction right now, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say in the NL, we get the Dodgers and the Brewers in the NLCS. Dodgers get the win. They go to the World Series. On the flip side, I think we have a rematch. I'm going to go ahead and say it's Cleveland-Houston in the ALCS, and it's Houston-Dodgers once again in the World Series, and I'd like the Dodgers to come out on top if we get a rematch. I want your predictions on what's going to happen, AL-NLCS and your World Series champ.
Well, from your lips to God's ears on the Dodgers winning the World Series, because I know you didn't say it earlier, but I'll say it. Where are you, Darvish, away from winning a World Series in 2017? So I went a little different direction. I published my selections on our station's website. We'll talk about that in a second here. So here's my division winners, NL West Dodgers, NL Central Cubs, NL East Nationals. Wild cards are Brewers and Cardinals. American League, I got the West going to the Astros, the Central going to the Indians, the East going to the Red Sox. Wild cards are the Yankees and the Minnesota Twins. Keep an eye on the Twins this year. World Series, Dodgers-Indians.
Okay, so you think the World Series champs do not make it back to the grand stage?
No, the World Series champions do not get back. Dodgers-Indians for the World Series. Dodgers win in six.
Okay, so I like that you go through...
And then I can retire a happy man. Yeah.
I'm glad you go through and you talk about the divisions. I guess we can scheme over this quickly. But if I look at it, in the AL East, I think, is wide open. The Central, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer. The Indians are actually going to win that division. I think it's a no-brainer. Then you look at the West, I think Houston wins that division. So the East is typically the most compelling division in the American League. And I think front to back, Steve, it will be again this year.
I agree. I think the Red Sox win that division, and I don't think it's close. I don't. I know that everyone's high on the Yankees. With that lineup, how could you not be? But again, they're going to score a lot of runs, they're going to strike out a ton of times, and they've got no depth at that starting position, at the starting pitcher.
And then I think in the NL, I think you have the Nationals and the Dodgers. They're a lock in their divisions. But then that Central is going to be interesting between the Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals. It was last season. I think it is again this year.
Right, and it only became a race right towards the end, right? The Cubs were kind of coasting in, and the Brewers made that big run, which I think they'll do again, which is fine. But I think this time the Brewers put all the pressure on them early, and they stay around for a lot longer than maybe people are even thinking they might be.
Steve Bordstein, he's the host of First Sports on Fox Sports 1340 AM in New Mexico. Steve, let the listeners know where they can find your work.
Well, I'll be off the next couple of days, so we'll be back on Monday. But I do two shows. First, Sports in the Morning. It airs 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, which is 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time, on Fox, AM 1340, 93.9 FM. We're based out of Farmington, New Mexico. You can catch the show either live here in the Four Corners region or online through the iHeartRadio app. Download the iHeartRadio app and just go to foxsports1340.com. You can hear the show live every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. I also host a horse racing show. We are now just a little less than five, a little more than 5 weeks out now from the Kentucky Derby, so we're very excited about all the preparations that are going on right now. The Fast Track, nationally syndicated horse racing show, airs every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 a.m. Eastern. And again, it's also available online at foxsports1340.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at fox1340am.
Steve Bordstein, definitely a pleasure to get you on. Thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the next couple of days off, and go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers. Let's get it done.
We've got a break for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM.